The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's on assignment today. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 10th of July, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service. What can I say except good morning there, Bad Bomb.
And good morning,
wait,
Carl.
What's that smell? What's that smell? I think it's the smell of liberty.
Well, there's also the smell of burning trees.
And burning trees, too. Okay, yeah. We'll talk about that.
Look around and you'll see patchy smoke this morning. That is all due to the north winds, which are pushing smoke from the Klamathon fire. What a great name. Sounds like a music festival.
What? Oh, no, a Klamathon sounds like it's like Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's the Klamathon fire.
Well, it is an Armageddon up there. Over 35, last I checked, over 35,000 acres up in smoke.
It's up to 38.
38,000, yeah,
acres.
And not a lot of because that's very rough terrain, hard to get resources into. It's a bad fire.
Don't they let those burn, though, sometimes?
Well,
if there's no structures and everything, I mean, and they can't fight them, and the only way they're going to fight them really is
they manage the fire away from civilized areas, but still it's pumping up an awful lot of smoke, which is causing problems.
Carbon, you know.
Yes. Today's high near 103 degrees, northwest winds 7 to 11 miles an hour. This is a concern. Don't be stupid when it comes to doing stuff outside. Please.
You're so emphatic there. What you have to do is, come on.
I happen to live in an area that's pretty prone.
Just because you're surrounded by an arid forest, let's just talk about, if you're going to go outside today, you may not want to, cut grass. You may not want to use anything
with tools after about 10 a.m.,
you may not want to use something that's going to cause a spark.
Yeah.
And if you're driving your boat to the lake, make sure the chain is not dragging on the ground, because that starts fires all along the freeways. You watch it happen.
And if you wish to exercise your Second Amendment right, knock yourself out. Just watch where the rounds go so you're not
going down to Redding Gun Club.
Some big fires have been started that way.
Yeah, Redding Gun Club. Go on down there if you want to shoot. I think it's today, Tuesday. It's open, if you remember. And you can shoot in all the bays there that are more than safe to shoot in, because there's nothing there to burn.
Yeah. Enjoy today's relative cool high of 103, because tomorrow through Friday it jumps up to plus 105, 106 to 110, depending on where you're at. That is the situation all the way through the weekend. And as we check the downtown, toasty, 64 degrees in downtown Reading. And all of this information, of course, is brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business from down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kitty own Shasta Gas Propane, won awards for hiring veterans. They have discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, everybody, let's just talk about the Klamathon. What is it now? The Klamathon?
Klamathon fire.
The Klamathon fire.
It's a complex of fires up there.
38,000 acres, 81 structures gone. This is as of this morning. 40% contained. The cost so far, $13.5 million. You've got something like 2,000 firefighters out there.
Yep.
And you think about this. And so... You think about how if the terrain is so rough, so they're fighting it from air, and then they've got to get people so far out in front of it to be able to cut the fire breaks because even though with the wind shifting, they said, okay, we got this one, we think it's going okay. Then the wind turns and shifts, and then it runs again.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen that movie, Only the Brave, about the 12 hotshots out of the Granite Mountain hotshots out of Prescott, Arizona, to see how fast this thing happens, and they used the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the movie, shows what happened there and how they were using the recorded transmissions from both sides when they were talking about it, where he gets down there and they were trying to get to some structures, and the fire leaped over that and came at him in a canyon with brush in it, and how they tried to clear, they cleared an area around them and then put on their
the shelters, the shake and bakes, as they call them.
The shake and bakes. That's right. All it is to kind of like hold the heat out as it races over you.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
My wife was not involved in this investigation, but she has been involved in previous fatal investigations when a crew gets overburned. And those reports are not reading for the faint of heart.
But the thing about it is it shows how they fight and what it takes to go out there in the hot shots. But just fighting these fires, going out there and drop, you know, and the type of terrain you're in, dropping trees, you know, and how dangerous it is anyway. And we've had on our show before, we've had smoke jumpers, as you know, and a hot shot. We're going to try and get another one back in here. Of course, most of them are all busy. We'll get Bill Mastin back in here, who's an instructor with these guys for the EMT side of it. And, you know, just let's talk to him again. But, you know, it's a tough job.
You appreciate more than most having been to garden spots like Fallujah wearing full ballistic gear.
Oh, yeah.
What it would be like to put on a turnout and go stand next to a fire.
Well, yeah. Plus the fact
well, not they're standing.
Carrying, yeah, they're carrying stuff and they're digging. I mean, you've got to be a stud. You've got to be a physical stud out there. And I don't care if it's a man or a woman, as long as you can do it. But it's just watching the things that they have to do is just incredibly difficult.
So hats off to the firefighters and risking their lives.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing is, too, if you look at the I was talking to some of the guys that are not the CAL FIRE guys, but other guys are fighting the same fires are working at a pay scale that's like half of CAL FIRE. If you can believe that. Or maybe it's the other way around. That
Guys are paid more than the feds, yeah. I believe so.
Now, these are local guys. And maybe it's the fact that maybe they are, we got local guys coming out and getting paid more than them. I'm not sure, but, and that was really smart to start something I didn't know the answer to. But I talked to the guy, and I think it's when CAL FIRE comes in, these other guys that are fighting those fires, too, are not making the money, the overtime and the money these other guys make.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing exactly. And, but they, you know, they want to work their way up to that next next level.
Of course, it's not just the firefighters on the line and the aircraft. By the way, a couple of DC-10s were deployed to the Klamathon. That's $25,000 per hour to fly that bird, those birds. But they are highly effective in putting a lot of water where it's needed very quickly.
$13.5 million so far.
Yeah.
And that's just in the Klamathon. Now, you think about all that's going down in Southern California where they've had, you know, down in Alpine. And I've been to Alpine. I don't know if you ever have, but it's up in the hills up there in a beautiful area. But now Alpine's burning. And there, I've got had a Facebook post there from a friend of mine's daughter. Yeah, I mean, she just put it up there. She's into horses. She has her own stables and all this. How they were working really hard. All of them were up there racing up to Alpine to rescue horses from people, you know, from people's ranches and stuff. How they just had a steady stream of horses coming down, coming out of the hills. So hats off to her, too.
On the way home, as we're coming through Marengo Valley, there's a big Indian gaming casino there in Marengo Valley. And up on the side of the hill, because the terrain there is like vertical, vertical terrain, whole hillsides on fire, and people are just driving along like it's no big deal. But you could see flames up on the hillside. It was like, oh, yeah, just like home.
I tell you, you know what, once it starts, I mean, we burn, you know, I think Camp Pendleton burned down at least once every other year, for sure once every other year, if not every year. And some of the stories, artillery guys are out there and they're firing, and they turn around, and here comes the fire behind them up over the hill, and they're trying to get their stuff out. They've got powder charges laying around.
Yeah, you got a crate full of live rounds next to you.
Well, you've got powder charges laying around, but you know, you put them end to end so that when you light them off, they go like this. But you don't put them in a pile because of an explosion. And then here it comes off, and they're getting everything. They're getting their people. I don't know how much communication gear burnt that day.
Mm.
They just went right through. They got the guns out. They got the people out. But everything else was, like, gone.
bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, let's be vigilant this next several days.
There it is. And, you know, it's just when you see that, when you see a fire coming, like, you know, and where we live downtown, I mean, they're going to have to burn everybody to get to us.
Yeah.
I think. So, I mean, I can imagine that where you're at, though. I mean, you're right in the middle of the woods.
There have been several fires over by Texas Spring Roads. And, of course,
yes. That's where our friends live out there.
Yeah. And, of course, if something starts down on Clear Creek and there has to be a south wind on it, the big nightmare, I talked to a fire chief a couple of years ago, the big nightmare is something that starts right around Old Shasta with a north wind on it, and it just blows down Swayze Drive and across the east side. We pray that doesn't happen because that's you want to talk about some money.
Gee, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right in there. Hey, let's take a quick break here. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Been in the business now 51 years. How about that? 51 years. It's an employee-owned company, a full-service petroleum company, servicing the needs of thousands with fuels they can trust. They have specials on and kerosene right now. You can go up and sign up for kerosene for the winter. You're able to buy new heaters and water heaters, the Toyo Tommies, and you get a trade-in allowance of $250. It's got it all. Plus the CFN card, which we all have here. CFN card is somewhere you can use this CFN card. It's for gas or diesel in 57,000 different places. I can't find a place that doesn't take it. SST Oil. Give them a call. 241-1167. Really good people, locally owned, employee-owned company. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does a credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460, which have changed dramatically, haven't they, Bob?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. And we've got some surprises. We had another one of our friends come in yesterday with some just blow-your-mind-away ideas. That's going to work. And Bob's right in there going, Bob's going to the technical side of it, going, yeah, we can do this. And he's already started ordering stuff.
The lobby art is pretty interesting. Who did that? Who did the lobby art? Is that Karen?
Okay, yeah, Karen came in out of Wonderland Signs. If you get a chance, come on, you're invited in. 1326 Market Street. Come on down. The sign that's up there is our old logo. We're going to have a new logo for all the people that got excited.
One that doesn't target Libya.
One that doesn't target the Congo. That's essentially there's Congo. I think there's a Congo right there. It doesn't target the Congo because when we did it, we looked at it as a compass. And, covering the world. And other people saw it as crosshairs. And you know what? I never thought of it until one day a guy in here, a couple years later, and he's painting. He goes, wow, crosshairs. And I went, oh, that's a compass. And I looked at it. And then, of course, after they were talking about it again, you know, the paper people. Nobody calls me a racist. Nobody calls me that. They really don't. And I appreciate that because I really try to believe I'm not. And but they talked about that. They talked, well, why does he – is it a subliminal that he puts a crosshairs on Africa? And I thought it could have been the other way around and we could have put it on America. But anyway
– fix it out in Washington, D.C.
You know
but
what?
Then you'd be accused
it's
of
time,
being
– It's time for a change. We're changing that up because we've got to add our FM to it. So anyway – good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training. That's 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. You can get a free week pass. Just go to edfitness.com. They're located at 2345 Athens Avenue. Everyday Fitness and Training. Okay. I want to talk a little bit. I want to hold off on Brett Kavanaugh until Doug Wright gets here. Doug's our resident lawyer. Plus the fact he worked with Kennedy, I believe, at some point.
So he's been involved in the federal justice system.
Yeah, well, he told me. You know, he said to me, he says Kennedy's not going to be there much longer. In fact, everybody actually thought it was going to be last year he was going to announce, but he didn't. But what I do want to say is that Barack Obama lost his chance. You know, you want to get mad at people, then you ought to take a good look at Barack Obama and the Democrats.
This was supposed to be Hillary's pick.
Bader Ginsburg. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe they were just so sure of themselves that Hillary was going to win.
They were smug.
And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg was going to retire for Hillary. However, you know what? You never can tell. They should have talked to her, if this is what they wanted, they should have talked Ruth Bader Ginsburg into retiring. You know, 2 years ago, not at the end of the term when Scalise died, but 2 years ago. And then Obama could have appointed anybody he wanted in there. He had already appointed two, I think.
Yeah.
He could have appointed a third justice, but they didn't. The Democrats blew it.
They overplayed the hand.
They overplayed their hand. They had, you know what? They were sitting there with four of a kind. Is this what they felt like? We're sitting here with four of a kind. There's no way. And then when the cards were put out, there was a royal flush, straight royal flush in front of them.
On several levels.
And there they were, and they were flushed down. And when it happened, everything, all of those things, everything that they had planned crashed to the floor. Crashed to the floor. But anyway, so now Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the next one you've got to look at. She is like 85 years old. She sleeps during some of the things. And nothing against the lady. But you know what? If you can't do the job,
right,
then it's time. And she, you know, she's hanging on there because it's – she says, I wonder if I can go another 3 years or another 2 years. Because if it comes up again and there's only like 6 months to the election, you know, then they can hold them off maybe. Or maybe they're looking for a big surge in the elections this year, so to take the Senate
wave.
Back, the blue wave to come back.
And which hasn't materialized yet.
No, it hasn't, but, you know, it's still there. They're still working it. So, anyway, so they blew it with Ginsburg. So now they're just mad. Now, one of the things is the insanity that started. Last night, after he made his comments, I watched it, and I switched it immediately to MSNBC. Rachel Maddow is crying. I swear to God.
The mad
she's
cow.
She's choked up. I don't call people names. You know, I don't call people names. Rachel Maddow is literally choked up. She's got tears in her eyes and all this that Kavanaugh was selected. I mean, she knew somebody was going to be selected from that list. So you know what they pounce on? They pounce on something that Kavanaugh said. When he said a sitting president shouldn't have to go to court and be indicted and all that. He says that's Congress's job. You know, they do that and then the Senate impeaches them. And then at that point, then civilian courts.
Yeah.
And they immediately pounced on that and they said, you know, when he said that, they looked at that. And of course, Trump likes that because, you know, he could be under indictment. You know, he could be under indictment, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they're saying this, he picked somebody that's going to give him a free ride out of the Supreme Court. You know what? They're reaching. They really, really, really reaching. Then they go through the whole thing. Well, you know, there's been 70 charges filed. There's been one guy's already pled guilty. You know, blah 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 blah. And then one of the senators from the Democratic Party goes, you know, and we were under attack by the Russians. But yet the attack came under Obama's time in the certain time as president, and nothing was being done then. So now somehow this is all Trump's fault again, and let's just go get Trump. But again, the Democrats have failed. They have failed again in this way, is that they can't stop it. They can't stop the fact that the economy is going great. They can't stop the fact that that Hispanics' unemployment numbers are the lowest ever, and the African Americans' unemployment levels are lower than ever, and that there's more people working than there ever has been in the history of the United States. Get that? More people working anywhere. That, you know, he's fighting the trade fight. He has gotten through his first nomination. The second one's going to happen, my friends, unless Kavanaugh comes up somewhere. And there's something so horrible about it, maybe personally. It's got to be personal. It can't be in something he's got 300 opinions out there. It's going to take a while to get through there. But unless he's done something personally so bad to have him bounced, it won't happen. Because McConnell, who, you know, say what you want about McConnell, but he will force this through. He'll make it a up or down vote. You're going to get three Democrats to vote with him. Also, by the way, there'll be three Democrats that are running for office. West Virginia, Montana, and maybe and there's another state too. But they're going to vote with them because their constituency went 20-30% for, you know, for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump killed them in those states and in those areas. So they've got to take a look at it. Meanwhile, in Missouri, they're going after the sitting Democrat senator. Because she voted against the last Supreme Court pick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going hard after her, too. So, I mean, this could be a change that could be come out that all of a sudden there's, after the next election, there's five more Republican senators.
Yeah.
Scary for the Democrats.
Yeah, some of the histrionics that I have heard, Laura Ingraham had some great clips.
Oh,
it's the death of the Constitution as we know it. How do you figure that one? Oh, and of course the people who want to remove all guns, the people who want to acknowledge all forms of life except that which is not yet born.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then, you know, the things you're seeing. Okay, let's take a break. Let's come back. We can talk about some of the crazy things that I'm seeing and that they're doing out there. And it's, you know what, it's almost sad. It's hilarious, but it's almost sad the way it's happening. It's 7:30 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 here on July the 10th, 2018, 64 degrees, going up to 104 today. Now, my truck when I was driving in said 73 already, and I live downtown, but it feels cooler than that. So 64, going up to 104. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company. It's in 42 counties. I've been saying 31, 32. It's up to 42 counties in California. Think about that. That Northern Firearms Instruction can teach in any one of those counties and at the end of the class provide a CCW certificate to be taken down to the sheriff or the chief of police. This unarmed combat, defense of your home and property, all of these at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Redding Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50 mile per gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Redding that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Long intros.
Long intros.
Just had to scroll across quickly to get
where
there.
Where did you go to? Huh?
Okay, hey, welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 25 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of July. It is 74 degrees. Bob goes, you know what? It can't be 64 degrees. You know, so
we pull it. It's not like we have a big thermometer right outside the building, yeah, because it would either be stolen or wrong when the sun hits it. So we get numbers from the Redding Airport, which is funny because nobody actually lives there. But it is Redding's official temperature. But there's a number of sensors scattered around in, yeah, services like Wonderground and Dark Sky, sort of take an aggregate because you can check 10 different weather stations and get 10 different numbers in this town because That's of true. Our topography.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, okay, I'm going to go into a rant.
Oh,
everybody
here we
just
go.
Sit down. Everybody just sit down. Here it is.
Buckle up.
A 2-year-old in Southern California gets a hold of a pistol and kills himself by, of course, accident. Self-inflicted wound.
Now I'm going to assume that this had a chambered round or was a revolver, because there's no way a 2-year-old's going to rack a slide.
It doesn't have to be. It could be a round in the slot, in the chamber already. All he has to do is pick it up and shoot himself. And this is what he did. And I cannot tell you how angry I am about this. I am so angry. I teach concealed carry. But part of the concealed carry course is we teach the legal side of it. And we must spend 35, 40 minutes on how to transport a firearm safely, but in your house, how those guns are locked up. It is a class one felony. If somebody who is supposed to get a hold of a firearm gets a hold of it because it hasn't been locked up, hasn't been disassembled, or doesn't have table locks through it, and it causes death, that's a class one felony. So those parents are not only facing the fact that they lost their child, but they can also go to jail for this. I mean, go to jail for this. A class two felony if they get a hold of the gun and there's an injury to somebody, but no death. Now, let me explain this. The whole thing is this. A 2-year-old able to get to a gun. Think about this. A 2-year-old. So where is that gun? Is it inside a dresser door? I'm thinking of a 2-year-old. I'm thinking that how far up can they reach when they get it out? The bottom line is, I have guns in my house. But here's what also, too, is that when my grandkids come, and they're 15 and 11, going to be 12, here's they're 16 and 12 soon, they've been raised around guns their whole life because their dad's a U.S. Marshal, and he's got guns in his house. And they know what to do. They both have fired guns. They both know safety procedures. But you know what? When they come, I lock all my guns up. I lock them up.
Got
because you know
safe.
What? You know what? I have no doubt that those kids will not do anything, I'm not going to have them out. It just makes me feel better. Even though he'll be carrying, which makes it safer too. But when we go someplace like over a weekend or something and the lady stays at our house, you know, Victoria, God bless Victoria, I lock up all the guns. You know, I lock up all the guns because I don't want an accident to happen. Not that she's going to touch it, but you know what? What if something just crazy happens? I don't want that to happen. So I lock that up there. So when I see these things, when we tell people, just put a cable lock through it. If it's something like you're not shooting, disassemble it. Make it so they can't use it. Take the bolt out of it. Do something. But to leave a loaded gun where somebody can reach it and get a hold of it, a child, somebody has mental problems and doesn't understand it, or a felon. Get this, you have a felon living in your family. I mean, this happens a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
that person cannot have access to the guns in your house. Even if it was a felony from 10 years ago, they cannot have access to the guns in your house. Yeah, that's right. That's the law. If you're smoking marijuana in your house, and you, well, first of all, you're not going to be able to buy a gun if you answer the questions on the federal gun background check. But anyway, here it is. 2-year-old killed. I just can't tell you how angry I am about this, because it did not have to happen.
Yeah.
It did not have to happen. And if you're carrying a gun in your purse, Mom, put the purse in the front seat with you and the child in the back.
Yeah.
Don't put them both in the back, because as a lady found out, her 3-year-old can shoot her. Shot her right through the seat. Didn't kill her, but kid got a hold of the gun and shot Mom. And she could have prevented that just by putting the purse in the front seat. Anyway, here's what I'm getting at, everybody, is you always keep those guns under lock and key. Well, if you have kids around, people that mental problems, mentally ill, or felons, just do it. And you'll stay out of trouble that way. And then when you get ready to carry it, take it out and carry it safely.
Well, as a Marine, part of your training from pretty much the first day you set foot was weapon security. Are secure and under control.
We would lock them up to our on our bunks at night. Yeah, we had a cable lock. We locked them to our bunks at night, and then so they were always there with us. This is my rifle.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that
there are many more like it, but this one is mine.
They pounded safety into you every single day to keep a full metal jacket thing from happening.
Yeah, it is. But when we teach a class, the principal rule is never point that gun at anybody. You always keep pointing it in a safe direction, always, and you keep your finger off the trigger. Just keep your finger off the trigger. Well, children don't know that. 2-year-olds don't know that. I am looking at the photo of my nieces and nephews. She's 3. She's adorable. But she doesn't, you know what? I can tell you right now, they know nothing about guns. So what would happen if she picked one up? I don't know. And what about my nephew, who is like 5? What happens if he sees a gun? Will he pick it up? I hope not. I hope that they've trained him on this. Anyway, what I'm getting at, people, this is my rant for the day. If you've got guns around and you've got kids around, lock up the guns. Either lock up the guns or the kids so they can't get to them. But I would prefer you to lock up the guns. And you know what? And cable lock. Oh, I don't have any way to lock them up. Yes, you do. Go down to the sheriff's office, get a cable lock. They're free. Yes, they're free. Run it through the action. Or take the slide off, put it someplace else where it can't be used. Take a bolt out of the hunting rifle. You know, these are kind of things you can do. Put a pistol in your fishing tackle box and lock it.
Yeah,
they've all got, you know, they all lock your toolboxes. Lock them up. Okay. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer team's out.
Yeah,
the whole Thai soccer team has been rescued. That they got them out. If you saw some of the rescue parts, they had them underwater in a stretcher.
I suspected they were going to do a Stokes type thing and strap them in so they couldn't flail around.
Right. They strapped them in. They had the oxygen going to them. You had guys in front, behind, pulling them through, and then they get to places where they'd have to climb out, and they'd walk and back into the water again. Anyway, every one of them is out. Every one of them is safe. And guess what? The coach is now considered a hero for, one, keeping them all together and keeping them alive, and you know, and as well as could be until they were discovered. They're, what, a week later?
Yeah, that's a long time to spend in a dark hole.
He's a former Buddhist monk. You know what? You're not even thinking about that because did they have any way of lighting the place up? Maybe not. So maybe they were in total darkness. Think about that. Total darkness.
Having been in a couple of lava tubes
for a week.
That is an unimaginable dark.
There's no light. It's like being inside a ship with the lights off inside your stateroom in a ship, a Navy ship. You turn the lights off, there is no light. There is no light.
Freaking dark.
It is dark. absolutely dark. And think about this. He kept those kids alive, and they weren't crazy by the end of it. It's got a photo of them. They're all pretty happy. They haven't met up with the parents yet because they're all being, you know, looked at. And
evaluated.
Yeah. And all this. But, gosh, you know what? Doesn't that make you feel good? It really makes me feel good.
It's a warm and fuzzy.
Oh, gosh, it makes me feel good that, you know, and because the world was kind of like coming, hey, whatever you need, we're going to have it here for you. But Ty's took care of it.
Remember baby Jessica back in the 80s?
Maybe Jessica, if you don't remember this, she fell down into a mine shaft.
It was a well. That was only about 10 inches across. And so this kid's wedged in this thing, and there's no way to get to her.
So the world watched
for days.
Well, they came in from the side, and they burrowed from the side to get to her. Wow. I remember that. And they got her out alive. Whatever happened to baby Jessica? I hope she didn't turn into a meth head or something like that, after all.
Yeah, there was a documentary on that some years ago. But, yeah, the whole world watched. That was one of the first, you know, CNN broadcasting to the whole world live in real-time events.
Yeah.
But I remember standing there looking at the TV and cheering when they brought the kid out.
Of course, you know, you wanted the child to live. And because everybody's a sucker for a happy ending. So I like happy endings. I like the Thai kids getting out. I like baby Jessica getting out. I like the fact that my son walked away from a bad guy after a gunfight. That was a happy ending, too. Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968, a program that can have a trained officer at your business or home in 10 minutes or less. Think about that. Give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, I want to talk about, there's a town you can move to not that far away that wants to give you free money. Yeah.
I am Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
There are many reasons changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons, changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Thank you.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of July. 74 degrees, going up to 104 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. She's got the perfect plan for you and your family. And she's going to make the right, help you make the right decision about keeping your loved ones at where they're the happiest in home. Give her a call. 226-8350 or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Okay, Stockton. You remember Stockton that went into bankruptcy in 2012?
Right. Couldn't afford cops.
This is what they're going to do. They're going to start this experiment of paying 100 residents $500 a month. No strings attached. They can spend it on anything they want. And they say because they're looking at this new universal basic income, UBI. UBI, universal basic income.
I believe in Great Britain it's called the dole.
Yeah. Anyway, so a couple of, like, I think Finland experimented with this. I think it was Finland. Where they were giving people 650 euros a month. And then after a while, they just stopped. You just said, no, that's it. Came to a screeching halt. So Stockton wants to, they're going to pick 100 residents and give them $500. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to not do anything like, hey, you can't use it for drugs. No, you can use it for anything you want. Now, you're saying to yourself, I swear if they're using my tax money for this, I'm going to go down to City Hall and I'm going to poop on their desk. Something like that. Well, relax. It's being paid for by Silicon Valley, you know, the rich tech guys. They're paying this one guy who's putting in $1 million for this thing. So they're supporting it. They want to see how this works. Is that money going to help somebody change their lives? And again, they kind of got chosen arbitrarily out here. So I'm not sure a universal basic income, if the tech companies want to pay for that, that's fine. But using my tax dollars to give to somebody, and what you're already doing as it is, but just to give it to them and say, just here's $500 a month. I'd like to have that $500 a month. I could pay more taxes. You know what? That extra $500 a month means more equipment here, newer equipment. It means being able to do, it means able to maybe reach out, doing some other things that we want to do to grow the business, which means we hire more people, which means there's more tax money that's like this. $500, if I had, $500 of my money is going to somebody just to experiment, because say you need a basic income. Where is that? Where does it say in the Constitution or anything you need a basic income? No, you don't. You don't need. It's called earning a living. And we have been talking about that. Bob, you've sat through. How many shows have you sat through, Bob, that says people are looking. They're begging for workers out there. And the Shasta College, Simpson, but Shasta College has got a program that in 1 year, which, by the way, is free tuition, you can walk out into a job that pays you $60,000 a year. $60,000 a year. Now, you may think that that's, I'm probably worth more. No, you're not. You're starting off. But they could put through more people through Shasta College. They can put more people through Simpson. They can do this, but guess what? The jobs are there. And now to give somebody $500 a month as a, you earn this because you're breathing.
I know you're breathing. Here, here's $500.
And don't forget to vote for us.
Don't forget where this came from, okay? And I'm like this. I'm just enraged by this thing. It just irritates me because, you know what? If the tech moguls, these guys that have got more money than anybody
more
ever,
money than brains,
and more money than anybody together, if they want to put that in and pay for that, that's great. You know what? Do that. But you know, maybe you ought to think of this.
Out.
Maybe you ought to take a young family that's working hard, two jobs, to keep things going. You know, maybe a child. They're both working. They're both, you know, trying to get, you know, do more for themselves. Why don't you give them $500 a month? You want to do something like that? Why don't you give them $500 a month? Because I guarantee you, they're not going to blow it on drugs and booze and other things. They're going to use it to better themselves. Why don't you use that as an example, or give it to Bob? Because Bob's not going to, you know, Bob's going to use it to better his, you know, better his conditions, but he's going to use it in such a way that it helps other people too. I mean, when you just arbitrarily pick 100 people, I'm going to give you $500. And by the way, if you use that for drugs, that's okay.
Yeah, well.
It makes me just, you know, if it was tax dollars, I swear I'd be upset. I'm still upset by it, and that's the thing. I'm still upset about it, and it's not even tax dollars. Pick the ones, pick people that are trying, and that this could really make a huge difference in their life, and not just the fact that it might.
You know, there's a part of me that says, spending all this money on the enforcement and the treatment and this and that, and there's this sinister part of me that says, just give them all what they want. Give them, you know, spend the money on the heroin and then go in every once in a while and clean up the bodies. That's horrible. Yeah, I know.
I've heard that one before. Let's just provide the heroin, too. Okay. You know what? I love this bipartisan way. Can't we all just get along? Get this one. And Senator Kamala Harris, one of ours.
Oh.
Yes, here it is. She's on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Okay. So, as a courtesy, the White House asked every one of the Senate Judiciary Committee to please, you know, attend the announcement for who's going to be the new justice or who's being recommended as the new justice. Every one of the Democrats and the Republicans showed up except Kamala. And her answer was, when they say, you know, please attend tonight, her answer was, we want nothing to do with you. We want nothing to do with you. This is the White House. And she's the only one not to attend. This is Kamala Harris. This is our girl. This is our lady. This is our senator.
Well, she's the one who was being groomed to step in 2020.
Oh, I can't wait. Anyway, so that's her idea of getting along. You know,
we won't participate in the process.
Then we get into this whole thing. This craziness has begun. You know, the Fox News was trying to do something from the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States last night. Got chased away by demonstrators. They were hitting each other with signs that says pro-life, you know, pro-life, pro-choice, and they were hitting each other with their signs. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I like this.
That's entertainment.
You know, two old ladies hitting each other with signs that are, you know, not the stick signs, but just the ones you hold up.
Yeah.
Waving them. Well, okay, maybe they weren't hitting each other. They were just waving them vigorously at each other. And I'm like, yeah. So you got this whole crowd of of pro-abortion types sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then this guy stands in the middle and he holds it up, pro-life. I thought it was, I said, it's over. It's over. But he was a big guy. I mean, the rest of these were like, you know, ladies and all this, and some guys in the background. This guy comes in, he's like 6'5", and he turns around and holds up the sign in front of the TV camera, pro-life. Oh, and they all just were shaking their signs, and then some of them ran out and blocked the camera. So you couldn't see it. This is the way it's handled. Block the camera. Don't let them speak. Shout them down. This is the Democratic way of life. This is the Dems.
Yeah, there is no dialogue. There is only ideology.
No, it is. You know, I'm just, you know, and so it's just getting ready to start. Wait till these hearings start. You're going to see things that are crazy. You're going to see people.
It's going to be a circus.
It's already crazy. It's almost worth it just to watch Bill Maher self-immolate. I've never watched a show. I refuse to watch a show. But I do. I can't help it. It's a secret. It's a secret. You know, vice I have is I do watch Rachel Maddow every so often. And this is just the time. The time I really loved was right during and after the election, the night they made the announcement, watching her and her minions right there, the mini-me's, all of them just tears just in her eyes, just
thrashing.
In shock. And she's like, ah, you know, and being so wrong. They were all so wrong.
I went to some event, and I forget, right after the election, and there were these women with their, remember the safety pins?
Oh, yeah, gosh, you know, what can I say?
Remember the safety pin thing? I still do not know what that meant. But it was a Trump protest that you had to wear your safety pin.
Well, ever since Trump's been in, it's been a protest. From the pink hats.
Oh, God.
Which I can't
even say. Anatomical pink hats. Yeah, yes.
They're not even anatomically real, I don't think. If they are,
stuff
we've got
nightmares.
Some. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Hey, look, we've got Doug Wright. It's going to come in. And I've been holding off on Brett Kavanaugh because I've got a lot of facts on him, too, because I want to talk with Doug about it because Doug is ready to discuss what he thinks is going to happen here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 at 74 degrees, going up to 104 today. Be careful.
KCNR, Shasta Redding, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's mission accomplished for an international team of expert divers in northern Thailand.
A daring rescue mission in the treacherous confines of a flooded cave in Thailand has saved the 12 boys and their soccer coach who were trapped deep within the cave, ending an 18-day ordeal that claimed the life of an experienced volunteer diver.
Correspondent Jeremy House. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee heading to Capitol Hill to meet with senators who will decide whether to confirm him to the high court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a superb pick and senators should put partisanship aside in considering him. President Trump is off to Brussels for the NATO summit, says he's looking forward to leveling the playing field when it comes to funding the alliance.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. has been taken advantage of for far too long. He's vowing to put a stop to that. And the president is urging people not to come to the U.S. illegally.
We have laws, we have borders.
The president says a solution to the problem of reuniting migrant children with their families is for people not to enter the country illegally. He says the U.S. has laws and immigrants should come legally. The Trump administration acknowledged it would not meet this week's court-imposed deadline to reunite migrant children with their families. The president also is blasting some Democrats for calling for an end to U.S. immigration and customs enforcement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street's current rally is now 4 days old. It continues this morning. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 155 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 18, and the S&P 500 Index currently up 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Australian researchers have hit on something that could dramatically reduce the spread of mosquito-borne diseases.
Male mosquitoes were bred in a laboratory in northern Australia and infected with a bacteria that made them sterile. They were then released into the wild in the town of Innisfail in Queensland. Over 3 months, they mated with females who laid eggs that didn't hatch, causing the population to fall sharply. The type of mosquito used in the trial is responsible for infecting hundreds of millions of people around the world with diseases such as dengue, Zika, and yellow fever.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. BMW and the biggest Chinese SUV brand, Great Wall Motor, have formed a partnership to produce electric vehicles in China as global automakers ramp up development under pressure from Beijing. Companies say they have signed an agreement during an event that was held in Berlin. News and analysis at townhall.com. Trump administration plan not to separate illegal immigrant families in detention blocked by a judge.
A federal judge in Los Angeles rules the federal government has failed to show new evidence to overturn a 1997 agreement that limits the detention of children who cross the border illegally. Judge Dolly G calling the plan to keep the families together in detention cynical. G adds that the administration's request is an attempt to make the court responsible for the president's ill-considered zero-tolerance policy and Congress's failure to take action on immigration. I'm Tim McGuire.
The founder of the New York City-based Guardian Angels says he'll be heading upstate with members of his neighborhood patrol group to help residents of Albany, New York, quell a recent spate of gun violence. 13 people shot in the city over a six-day period last week. Curtis Lewa says several Albany residents emailed him asking for his group's help. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda's on assignment today, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, same great customer service there. Good morning, everybody. Bob, what's the weather look like? You know, we haven't reached that point where you do your famous. It's not time for your famous weather report yet.
We're working on that. Patchy smoke, sunny and hot today. High near 103 northwest winds, up to 11 miles an hour. So please be careful. Tonight it'll clear off a little bit as wind shifts to the south and then calm after midnight. Sunny and hotter tomorrow, high near 106. And that 106 to 110 range will be the norm for the next several days, so fire danger, extremely hot, tapers off to a mere 104 by next Monday, but that's far enough ahead for us not to really take it too seriously. Chesa Lake is more or less 40 feet from the top of the dam currently in downtown Reading. We have 77 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans down in Anderson. It's just a splendid business down there, Shasta Gas Propane. Before we start with our guest today, Attorney Douglas Wright, we're going to go to the phone. Sally, good morning. You say something has just come across the airwaves.
Yes, the Fox News has just reported that Trump has pardoned the Hammonds.
Okay, why don't you know what? I know a lot of people have heard the Hams, but they don't really remember what happened about the fire and
yes,
the government.
They are the ranchers up in Oregon who started a backfire to save their property and then were charged with being terrorists and sentenced to 5 years after they'd already served their previous sentence.
Yeah, they started a backfire on their own property because this is what they do when they had the range fires.
Yeah.
And they were told that because they started a fire and part of it, I think it burned like an acre or a couple
about
of acres.
About an acre, a little
an
over
acre,
an acre.
Yeah, of federal land. Then they got him for arson. And,
yes.
And then
and
because
they charged him as terrorists.
Yeah, and charged them as terrorists because they were people that really didn't put up with the BLM and all this stuff. But they got him and they 5 years in jail. Plus what they'd already served because while they're waiting for trial. And so President Trump just pardoned them.
Yep, he just pardoned them. And it says justice is overdue for Dwight and Stephen Hammond, both of whom are entirely deserving of these grants of executive clemency.
Wow. Okay, you know what? so far, the ones that I've seen that President Trump has gone to, like the lady that was put in jail for life, and she for her first offense. Come on. Put in jail for life for her first offense. And what was it was drugs, but it wasn't like she was the head of a crime syndicate. And so he goes, so he turns her loose. I mean, it's things like this you see that the system isn't always right.
No, it isn't. And I just read, too, that the sailor that was charged with taking pictures on the submarine that he was at.
The same things that Hillary did, yeah.
That the president pardoned. Well, he's coming back now, and he's suing Hillary Clinton.
Is he suing Hillary Clinton or the Department of the Navy?
And both. Yep.
They got him for doing less than what she was that she admitted, and so the Navy court-martialed him, put him in the brig.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for letting me say.
Oh no, I love hearing this kind of stuff.
Me too. Especially now
I can talk to Doug about it.
It's a great day. You
know what? It is a great day. But there's part of the nation that doesn't believe that. I can't understand it. Thanks, Al. We're here with Doug Wright. You know what? You are probably one of the only ones around that have actually spent time with Justice Kennedy.
Yeah, probably. There's some folks in town, I believe, that did the summer program as well.
Uh-huh.
I spent a summer in Salzburg, Austria, with Justice Kennedy.
Well, what was your take on him?
He is an intellectual giant. I mean, he's one of those guys. When he speaks, he makes everything seem so much easier and makes so much more sense.
So it's something that everybody's, you know, trying to tear their hair out on, trying to figure it out, and he just kind of like cuts through the middle of it.
Yeah. So what the program we were in is we were studying. It was a comparative study between U.S. fundamental rights and fundamental rights in Europe,
mm-hmm.
and constitutional law really is what it is, mm-hmm. and which is a very difficult subject for anybody. And he made it like it was a walk in the park.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to put you on the spot here. Maybe I'm not sure. When people say he's a constitutional law. We're in, you know, constitutional law. He's a constitutionalist. What's that mean?
It can mean a lot of different things. It just depends on the way that, really, what side of the spectrum you're on.
Okay.
Some folks, it will be a more strict constructionist, would say, look, if it's not enumerated, meaning that if it's not actually stated in the Constitution, that it's not a constitutional right. Other folks will say, on the other side, that, look, it's not necessarily stated, but the Constitution's a living document, and through that living document, we have what's called a penumbra of rights, which means that the rights that are enumerated in the Constitution extend to other issues. And that's where we get things like right to choose on an abortion, marriage rights, things that aren't necessarily stated in the Constitution, but the penumbra of rights extend to those rights of privacy.
To those two.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of things that extends to, but
right.
Those are primarily ones that people would recognize.
Yeah, those Roe v. Wade, same-sex marriage, and all these things.
Correct.
You know, we had somebody on the show one day. She said, well, health care is a right. And I went, it is? I don't see that. And she didn't really want to talk about it, so I just let it drop. But I didn't see health care as being a right guaranteed under the Constitution yet.
I think that would be a stretch for any.
Yeah.
Any. Well, I mean, I could see some courts, the Ninth Circuit would probably find a right that exists.
But, well, we might have to search for that one, but yeah, let's get into
that.
Okay. I'm really glad you're here today because I warned you yesterday. And, of course, you coming on today, how fortuitous.
It's my regular time.
Your regular time, yeah. And coming on. The list of 24 people, you get crazy people on the left, Rachel says, nobody's ever made a list of of people, and then they choose from it. And I couldn't help but think that's not true.
They do make a list.
They do make lists.
They just don't publish it.
He published his list, and how brilliant was that? He goes, these are the guys or girls that I'm going to pick for the Supreme Court. And that just alleviated so much. And I tell you what, it gets right down to it. Why did I vote for Mr. Trump?
That's exactly
SCOTUS.
Yeah.
SCOTUS in the courts. That was the whole thing. I can I looked at it like this, that Congress and the Senate can handle, if they don't like it, they'll drag their feet, they'll do these things. But if he comes up with a constitutional type lawyer, in my sense, which means is if it's
you know, that it's not a living document, and I'm not going to change things in it, that it guarantees your individual rights. You know, if the justice is strong on individual rights,
yeah,
and, you know, the rights of me over the government, yeah, I'm all happy. And that's what he did with this list.
Yeah.
That just alleviated a lot of pain for people.
Certainty. People like certainty.
Well, I tell you, Barack Obama didn't have a list of 20 people either. He just didn't publish it. Of course they did. It's just a stupid argument again.
Yeah.
But what do you expect? Hey, we're here with Doug Wright. We're talking about Brett Kavanaugh, and we're going to talk about him when we come back, about what you know of him, because I know you've been following this.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State for well over 25 years, a veteran-owned business, family-owned business, any type of heating or cooling system. And I tell you what, if you haven't had your cooling system looked at, on you. But give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, and they'll have them come out and check your filters, check all this stuff, especially with all the smoke in the air. Their website is homecomfort.org. We're talking Alliance Heating and Air. Some really great people there. We'll be right back.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This song, what's the name of the bad guy?
This would be the original German version of 99 Luftballons, Nina, which was a one-hit wonder back in my radio days in the
1989, because it was there when the wall was coming down. And why am I onto this song for 2 days in a row? It's because I watched Atomic Blonde the other night with Charlize Theron, and I talked about the movie yesterday, but it's a very
versatile actress.
It's a versatile, yeah, she is a very versatile. I mean, Academy Award for playing a serial killer, woman serial killer. But it's really one of those Jason Bourne type movies without Jason Bourne, except she far outdoes Jason Bourne. She could take him in a fight. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by.
He might let her.
Fight real hard. Bastion is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Over on Larkspur, a family-owned business that started like 9 years ago and has done just a great job. They built their company up because of great customer service and having the products that their customers want. Bastiani Arms, discounts for veterans, CCW classes, hunter safety classes, they have it all. Again, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, we're here with Doug Wright, and we're talking about Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Now, what do you know about Kavanaugh?
He's fairly partisan. You know, he was involved in the Bush White House.
In Florida, the hanging Chad.
Yep. He was involved in that litigation. He worked as Bush's White House secretary.
Okay.
So he basically organized all of his documentation and his paperwork.
Well, the Bushes should like this, isn't it?
George W. Bush has already come out and endorsed him. Obviously. They have long standing. He was involved also with the investigation of Vince Foster's suicide.
Now here's the question. This also brought up. This is some of the ones. Now that you mentioned that, mm-hmm. The conservatives were kind of like upset about this. Because nothing came of that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said, wait a minute, there's bound to be more than him walking out to the Marine Memorial out there and gunning himself down.
Yeah.
I think that's what it had. That he walked out there and he shot himself.
Yeah.
And they're saying that there was a lot more to that, and yet they found that it was. So he was one. That was one of the things that they were.
He investigated that. He co-wrote the Starr report with Ken Starr, with that wonderful inquiry into our former president Bill Clinton.
The one who was impeached.
Correct. Clinton. Yeah. So he actually recommended impeachment.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course you recommend it because he lied under oath.
Yeah.
He lied under oath and then came up and then everybody asked, oh, I tell you what, if it had been today, he'd been gone.
Oh, you know.
Just resign. It had been like Nixon. Just resign.
We looked at that case in law school and that whole the depositions and it was not only perjury, it was obstruction of justice. Bill Clinton flat out lied under oath.
Uh-huh.
He was disbarred in the state of Arkansas.
Sure. Yeah.
For those reasons. It wasn't about an affair. It was
about
perjury.
Lying.
Perjury and obstruction of justice.
This is what these people end up going to jail for.
Yeah.
It's not for something that they may have done. It's lying under oath to a federal agent.
Yep.
And that's what that one guy skipped somebody or whatever. Scooter.
Scooter Libby. Yeah.
Went not for anything he did, but because he lied about it. And this is where they're getting people. You're lying about this. They'll question you under oath. You're lying about it. Guess what? You're going to go to jail.
Well, yeah. And if you lie to a federal agent, you don't even have to be under oath.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you lie to a federal agent, you're cooked.
They don't have to, like, give you Miranda rights, though, don't they? They still have to do that.
Well, not necessarily.
Really?
Because you're not admitting to what it is that they're discussing. You're just lying to them about something else. So it's the lie that gets you. It's not the underlying discussion.
Well, I think it should start off with your name, Carl Bott. No. I think it should start right there, and then the rest of your answers could be no. And then they go, wait a minute, you're not cooperating. Well, no.
Yeah.
I understand Miranda, just as an aside here. Miranda ended up, the guy that they got, you know, for the Miranda case, mm-hmm. ended up bleeding to death from a bar fight.
Yes.
Years later.
He did.
Stabbed and bled out because nobody really was there to help him.
Yeah.
So, isn't that interesting?
He got his last rights.
Last rights, yeah. Okay, going back to Kavanaugh then.
Yes.
So, background is starting the Bush administration. He's a Yale guy.
Undergrad and law school, so he's got the pedigree.
Which is a lot of them on the court from that.
They're all either Harvard or Yale. So it's an important.
So if you go to Stanford Law School, your chance of getting on the Supreme Court was lower?
At this point.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Kennedy was a Stanford undergrad. He went to Harvard for law school, but he was good, so he went to undergrad.
Okay, and so, all right, so he's a Yale guy. He's been there. Now, he's also, from what I understand, he's on that stepping stone court.
Yeah, they call it the farm league for the Supreme Court. He's in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit in Washington, D.C. So it's really, it's in the backyard of the Supreme Court already. So he's it's a feeder, is what it really is.
It's a feeder court.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Looking at the other ones, because I know you looked at the other ones too. The woman.
Yeah, it's Amy Coney Barrett.
Right. What do you think happened there?
I think that she was probably a little too divisive as far as abortion rights.
Okay. Very strong Catholic.
Very strong Catholic.
Has come out strong for life.
Which is really unfortunate because she's a brilliant jurist, but she also doesn't have the Ivy League pedigree.
And also, and I think also that, from what I understand, is she's only been on the court for like 7 months and she's got no opinions out there.
Yeah.
So it might be just, you know, maybe next time around.
Which that's helpful a lot of times.
Well, that's true. You've got nothing to pick at me at.
Yeah, Obama's appointees, they didn't have a history at all. So.
You know, didn't seem to harm them at all.
They advanced right
through that one. Republicans let them right through there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay, so you think that she'll never make it up, or she?
We'll see. There's, you know, Trump could get a third pick in the next couple of years. I mean, there's some.
Well, let's talk about that. One of the things I talked about, I don't know if you were listening earlier, was the Democrats really blew it because they thought that it was a slam dunk for Hillary, that Obama did not push Ginsburg to retire, so he would for sure get one. He already had two appointments to put the third one on there.
Yeah.
And she just stayed because maybe they thought, oh, no, we want Hillary to do it.
Yeah. Well, they made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
but you know, they also, when they exercised the nuclear option for the appellate court appointments, and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that.
The Democrats started, and then the Republicans just trumped them, as you could say.
The chickens have come home to roost.
That's right. When the last time for the last Supreme Court justice. Yeah. Yep. Straight up vote.
Yeah.
Do you think that, as soon as he was nominated, unless something really weird shows up, it's going to come right back down and McConnell's going to push it through.
I think ultimately he'll be confirmed. The only reason he wouldn't is that if he comes across as divisive, if he's combative, if he doesn't answer their questions, it comes down to personality, which is what happened to Judge Bork.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about off the air, you know, you're getting borked. It's because
everybody getting borked.
He was just not a friendly, responsive person during his confirmation hearings, and it came back to haunt him. It just wasn't likable. And since then, you can see the folks that have gone through the confirmation process, they add a lot more humor to their responses, and they try to make themselves likable, which it's hard to vote against somebody you don't like or that you do like.
Well, I tell you, when he brought his kids out there and gave a little hand slap with his daughter last night, you know, hey, they call me Coach K. And, he's coming across like, oh, yeah, it's really folksy. But the guy's got a brilliant mind, too, though.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff for the community. He's been in D.C. his entire life. He was born there, grew up there. His
parents were both lawyers. What was it he said? The word that his mom always used? Gosh, I'm trying to remember. It was pretty cool when she closed the case. She was going to law school while he was coming up, and his dad worked two jobs, and his dad went to law school. So they're both lawyers. He's an only child. Which that's an interesting thing too, but not when you really think about how they're both lawyers, both working.
Well, so. I'm sure the conversations at the dinner table were thrilling.
Well, that's what he said. I've learned so much. I'm going to have to go look it up because his mom would say things, would summarize things with, you got to use your own common sense on this. Is this right or wrong? Something like that.
Yeah, remember he mentioned that during his speech last night, that she would present her closing arguments at dinner.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking is that we're, unless something kind of comes up in his background or something like this, that I think we're in safe hands here. And I am a middle of the road conservative. I like to think that because there's something, you know, I don't believe in a lot of the things that the real hard right espouses, but I think it's really important individual rights.
Well, and that's, you know, that's where Kennedy fell on a lot of his opinions was, you know, he was a conservative, but he was also fairly reasonable. And, you know, the moment when it sort of sunk in, the gravity of the circumstance I was in class with him was, you know, it was mentioning, and he first said, look, I don't have to have a written agreement with my students that if I say something that it will not end up on CNN. And it was sort of that moment like, okay, so this is what he's going to talk about is important. And then he would go on and say, look, you know, one of the, and he's retiring now, so it's not a big deal. If he felt something personally, it didn't matter how he was going to interpret the law, because what he does in his own life, he's not going to extend that to someone else's life. He's going to interpret the law and the facts and the circumstances that exist in that case. And that's what's important. And I think we're going to see that with Kavanaugh as well.
I think that, you know, that makes me feel, you know, I would hope that all justices would do that, though, is that, you know what, no matter how I feel in my personal life, it's what the law is.
They don't, though.
I know they don't.
Yeah, you'll see, you know, like Sotomayor said, you know, as a Latina woman, she, you know, she has experienced other things that, you know, white men don't understand, which is true.
Right.
Granted, it's very true.
Yeah.
She's dealt with things that I could never understand, but that does not mean that that should be applied in interpretation of
because then now you're leaning it into a personal feeling instead of what the law says.
Correct.
There is a reason why the statue of Lady Justice wears a blindfold, because justice has to be blind to your personal opinion.
And that's what I would think. And but also it also means equality before the law. They don't care if you're rich or poor, which we know is not true anymore. But I mean, but for the law. And which is so many times that lawyers fight for.
Yeah.
It's not if somebody's rich or poor. It's what's right and what's fair under the law.
Yeah.
Okay. We're done with Doug Wright. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:30 on the 10th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's going to be 104 today, my friend. So wander on down slowly to 1845 California Street into their newest branch, air conditioned, probably get some water there, walk around, talk to the people, find out how they're moving local dreams forward. This is Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. 1968.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 77 degrees out there. It's going up to 104 degrees today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, another veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Go on down. Visit. Find out what's happening in the town. We're here with Attorney Doug Wright, and Douglas Wright came out. This was his day to be on anyway, and it just happened to be that President Trump knew that because he listens to the show, and he wanted to make sure he made that announcement so that you'd be able here to talk to us about Brett Kavanaugh.
I would like to think that's true.
I would like to think that's true, too.
He didn't take my call. So.
He didn't?
No.
He takes mine.
I tweeted at him.
Tweeted.
I didn't get blocked, though.
Okay. So the Kavanaugh, what are the things that the stuff I had, like, you know, he's 53, he's got the two kids, he's Catholic.
Very active athletically. He's run the Boston Marathon twice.
Oh, okay.
I've heard from his clerks that he outruns them every time. He feeds the homeless. He's really involved in his church.
He goes out. He goes out and feeds the homeless and does a lot of things like that in the community. Yeah.
And he's not an elected official, so he's out there because he wants to be there, not because he needs to be there for the spotlight.
He said yesterday, last night, I said, "You must interpret the law, not make law."
Yes,
that is so important. You must interpret the law, not make law.
That is the core principle in the judiciary.
And believes in separation of powers, individual rights.
Yep.
You know, it's just amazing to me to think what this battle is going to be like over this. And I don't know if, you know, and they're talking about Roe v. Wade. But it's really, Roe v. Wade is just...
Well, Roe v. Wade, Roe's not even the law anymore. Casey v. Planned Parenthood is, actually.
Okay.
Which was written by O'Connor and Kennedy. They narrowed Roe down and made abortion a much more difficult concept. And they clarified a lot of issues on that, as far as Roe dealt with trimesters, and Casey deals with viability. When is the fetus viable? At that point, then it's what's called an undue burden that the state can then, because it's a 14th Amendment issue, which is dealing with states. It's the state law that was the issue. Any given state. Can the state put a law in place that creates an undue burden that would prevent someone from obtaining an abortion? Well, they've now defined that more narrowly of when the time is that the state can cut it off. So, for example, late birth or partial birth abortions, the state can put laws in place that would prevent that.
Well, what they're doing is it would be something like this is right now it's a national. It's national. Is they want to, do they want to push it back to the states and let the states make the decisions?
That would be the outcome if Roe, Casey were, if that was overturned.
Again.
And if it was basically stare decisis was not followed and they've sent it back, it would be a state's issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then the states would decide. And at this point, with the exception of maybe a couple states, it's still going to remain legal. You know, this whole, well, women are going to be back in the alley, it's just simply not true.
But there's been some states that have really restricted.
South Dakota.
I thought Oklahoma and some of the others have really put restrictions on it.
Yeah, they'll restrict it. They haven't outright banned it.
Mm-hmm.
So an outright ban, I think, would be problematic for the state, but they can certainly put restrictions in. And if somebody wants that medical procedure, then they can go to a state that allows it. I mean, that's...
Yep.
I don't want to equate it to taxes, but why do you think everyone's leaving for Texas?
Where you can live.
Where the circumstance works for you.
You know, the opinion's coming up now. There's others that the state of California has put some really onerous gun laws out there.
Yes.
I think once you see Kavanaugh appointed to SCOTUS, that he makes it through the confirmation process, I think you're going to start seeing more challenges to state laws to push it up to the Supreme Court.
They're on
don't
their way.
You?
Yeah, they're on their way now.
Yeah.
A lot of the cases, especially California legislation.
Yeah.
Heller was the Washington, D.C. Ban that basically banned people from having firearms in their home.
Yeah.
And Kavanaugh was on the confirmed at the district court, which is the first level of federal court. Then it was confirmed in the D.C. Circuit, which is the next level of appellate court. Kavanaugh, that's where Kavanaugh sits currently. It was in the dissent that said, look, I understand what's happening here with drugs, violence. I'm from here. But the Second Amendment allows people to protect themselves and to have a right to bear arms. So he was opposed to the majority that said, the ban is fine. Then it went to the Supreme Court, and, of course, Kennedy wrote the opinion that reversed it and said, it's a violation of the Second Amendment.
I think that a lot of people would love to see a real Second Amendment case come up there.
Yeah.
Where the court strongly affirms the right for people to bear arms.
Yeah.
So it's not equivocal because they can say, but they can still make, states can still make decisions and all this. Well, I can understand that. But I think that it's got to be so strong, out of the Supreme Court that people do have a right to bear arms.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever get that case because the states do have a lot of power. It's called police power to regulate their communities because, we don't want the federal government involved in our local communities. But you're right, though, that broader case would basically keep the door open, but the states are going to be able to do certain things.
Well, yeah, they can, but
background checks.
Yeah, and again, here I'm probably at odds with some people, but I think background checks are probably a good idea because they are felons. And the other thing, too, is I think that, if you're going to have a concealed carry license, you ought to be able to, demonstrate you can shoot a gun, and handle a gun.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. And I'm at odds with some people with those things, it doesn't say that they have a background check. Frankly, there's some people out there that are bad people.
Yeah.
And that, if they find them every year. Now, here's the thing is, if they don't do anything about it, then it's just, it's a worthless law.
Yep.
So let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I do have a comment. I'm tired of sugarcoating the abortion issue. When we go to another state to make the law work for us, what we are saying is we're going to another state so we can abort our baby. But when we abort our baby, it kills our baby. And and when they say a woman's right to choose what? Why don't they finish the sentence? They want the right to choose to kill their baby. We need to finish the sentence. And this sugarcoating, this is terrible. And then we hear all these ads about having a no-kill county for dogs. But what about a no-kill county or state for babies? It's just very offensive to me how we sugarcoat this serious issue.
Okay, Roberta. That's a good point.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been waiting for a Thursday when you used to have something that you could rant, and I haven't heard. Do you have that anymore?
Well, you know what? It could be any day. Come on in. Any day if you got a rant, I'm ready.
You know? Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
Bye. It's everyday rant day. If you've got a rant, you just call in and just turn it loose. So
yeah, and
I see what she's saying there.
Philosophically, I agree with her.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it comes down to with Roe and Casey is the right to choose. It's a right of privacy for reproductive rights is how it's explained in the courts. On the flip side, the issue, there's other issues we talked about, a number of rights. The other issue is people have the right to reproduce, not just the right to control their decision not to, but the right to actually do it so the government can't sterilize us to prevent certain people from having children.
I mean, even though that there's, and we talked about this kind of during the break, is that I know of a woman that's had like five kids. Every one of them has been taken away from her at birth because they're all hooked on heroin already.
Yeah,
or taken away in the next, you know, the first month. So these kids have a chance, yet she keeps having babies.
Yeah. I agree with her, though, philosophically. I have three little kids. I can't imagine.
I know.
You know, I just, it boggles my mind. You know, from my perspective, people have a choice.
Yeah.
Birth control.
There you go. Well, the good thing is that the number of abortions have gone down dramatically.
Yeah,
because I think that has happened is that people are taking the, you know, hey, I'm using birth control.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here. We're here with Attorney Douglas Wright. We're talking about the Supreme Court choice, and we want to come back and talk some more about maybe some cases that he's been on to kind of give a good indication. He appears to be somebody, and as much as I kind of hate saying this, but somebody has been inside the Beltway that knows how it works.
Yep.
But he's also been somebody that's been involved in cases that he's taken the side of individual rights, taken the side of limiting government processes. And we're talking, of course, about Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without causing a thing. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros of Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Everybody wants the free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 10th of July, 2018. It's about 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 77 degrees. It's going to go up to 104 today. It's going to be like 104 the rest of the week until it gets up to 107 or 108. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a community's choice. I'm here with Attorney Douglas Wright, and we're talking about, of course, the big news yesterday or last night, Brett Kavanaugh being nominated for this to become a justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. It was people were going back and forth. Was it a big surprise? I mean, you had this. They did announce that it wasn't going to be the lady. What's her name?
Amy Coney.
Yeah, it's not going to be her.
Amy Coney Barrett.
And it wasn't going to be. The other guy from Minnesota.
Thomas Hardiman and then Raymond Ketledge.
Yeah. They said, we know it's not going to be them. And it's, well, how do you know? Well, they're home right now.
Yeah.
If they're home, they're probably not going to be.
The Kavanaugh family's here.
Yeah. And the Kavanaugh. Well, you know, Linda kept saying, well, what's everybody talking to that? Who's that lady in white? Who's that lady in white everybody kind of is coming in and shaking hands with? It turns out that was his, it's his family. It's his mom or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, his priest was there.
Yeah, you know, they're all there. You know, kind of like, oh, yeah, well, I think it might be him. Yeah, and here goes, and here's the guy's trying to say, well, you know, we're not for sure, but we think it could be, you know, Justice Kavanaugh. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, his whole family is sitting there. I mean,
yeah, at that point, you know, the AP knew that it was Kavanaugh. But before that, the administration had all four of the finalists create guest lists. They had, I mean, they fully vetted all background components of these folks. So they didn't know until
they kept it.
Yeah, the last minute that they were not going to be it.
What decisions do you see coming up here this year? When he becomes a justice, what cases are coming up that this could have a huge impact on?
You know, I don't know. They'll go off. They'll start in October.
Okay.
When they get back on session.
And how many do they usually take? How many cases do they usually take?
85. And there's 7,800 petitions that are filed, so they take very few.
If there's 7,500 petitions that are filed and they take 85, do the 7,500 just go away or go back down to the last level?
Yeah, so where do they usually, so they'll be at the Court of Appeal somewhere.
Right.
And then if it's not heard by the Supreme Court, then yes, and that's basically affirmed, whatever the decision was
right then. Okay.
So that's what happened with the Sierra Pacific case. With the federal courts at the Ninth Circuit, they were trying to get that settlement set aside. Obviously, if you're not aware of what happened there, Sierra Pacific settled. They were sued in federal court and in state court for the Moonlight Fire. In federal court, they settled the case because the judge wouldn't let them introduce certain evidence. There's all kinds of
weird things going on there.
Yeah, there was a tremendous amount of risk going into federal trial, and they were seeking, you know, $800 million in damages. I mean, the company's on the line at that point, so they settled. Well, as it turns out, the allegation is that the Department of Justice and the investigators, it was a cooked case. They were simply out for the money. And
I think the judge said that, wasn't it? Didn't the judge say that?
The state court did, yeah. Dual tracking cases.
Right.
State court basically dismissed the case and said this is, and sanctioned the state $40 million.
Yeah.
federal court, they had already settled. So they were Sierra Pacific, and who their attorney is, Bill Warren in Sacramento. I know Bill, and mm-hmm. he's a fantastic attorney. Actually, one of his partners, I was in my section in law school. She's brilliant. She was number one in her class. And they tried to get the settlement overturned and set aside based on fraud on the court because they had presented allegedly perjured documents and all.
Oh, yeah. You've got that book out there that just shows, I mean, just what the, you know, this is our government and what they did out there to win this case. And you're right, Sierra Pacific had to settle because they were being, I mean.
If they got hit.
If they, oh, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. So they settled. And,
talk about blackmail.
Yeah, and that's what it was. And so what the district court in Sacramento denied their request to set aside the settlement agreement, went to the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit denied it. So it went up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court didn't hear it. So it's done at the federal court.
So the fine they paid then is still, I mean, that money's gone.
Yeah, $50 million and 22,000 acres.
Okay, but the state court. What's that? Now, the state court has said that this is wrong.
The state court, it was a presiding or a traveling judge, essentially, out of Santa Clara County that heard the case over Plumas County. And he dismissed the case based on lack of evidence. The state couldn't prove their case against SPI. And then there was allegations of discovery abuses, meaning they were hiding documents, they were perjury, all kinds of problems. So he sanctioned them upwards of $40 million for those problems.
So they have to pay $40 million to Sierra Pacific, then?
Correct. Attorney fees and costs. So those orders have been appealed. And that's so that's working up through the system now, and I believe it's going to the California Supreme Court this next year.
Well, this could work its way right back up to the Supreme Court, then.
No, it's not. No,
okay, it's just okay. It's going to be up here.
It'll stop.
Well, I hope it turns out right because everything I've read about this case too is that it was horrible the things that the feds did.
Well, the book Scorched Earth it's a fascinating story. It's a dual track story. It's one of Red Emerson's story about him growing up and how he got to where he's at, and then at the same time, every other chapter is the Moonlight Fire of how it started, the investigation, and then the stories just converge towards the end. And it's fascinating to read.
It's amazing how, you know, and then you see things like the Hammonds and others. I mean, you get the Bundy case. You know, whatever you think about Bundy and all these. But when it gets in front of a trial, gets in front of the jury, the judges look at it and go, are you kidding me? Look, you're saying this, but the evidence shows that you guys are out there with your snipers and you're pushing people around, you know, this whole type of thing. And you know, when things that the Bureau of Land Management does, the Corps of Engineers, somebody getting fined $20,000 a day because he tried to catch some water for his cattle.
Yep.
$20,000 a day.
Those regulatory agencies and bureaucrats are the worst, the absolute worst. They write the rules. They interpret the rules. They enforce the rules.
And they're nameless. They're faceless. You don't know who they are.
Yep.
Like this guy in the Bundy case from I think it was BLM or the...
Yeah.
It was BLM guy, I think, and his name was Rose or something. But he was... they found so many things against this guy. And I think he was... I don't know if he was eventually fired over this thing, but I did hear he was removed. That, I mean, how bad it was and everything he did that was wrong.
Yeah.
And this is what the judge was saying.
Well, yeah, these guys don't get fired. They just get warehoused.
They get warehoused someplace. They go someplace else.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? So there's...
Well, and Kavanaugh's come... He's been... time and time again, pretty consistent coming down against these types of issues, the regulatory agencies. Mm-hmm. He's certainly a friend of business and on the conservative side every time on this issue.
So you think this was a great great decision then, huh?
Yeah, I don't think that he could. I think probably any of those, the four that he had, would have been a good choice. But Kavanaugh, I mean, it's a home run.
Okay. They say he's a guy like Gorsuch, you know, that.
Yeah. Kettleman, I think, was probably more of the Gorsuch mold, but.
This is the Hunter and Fisherman.
He clerked for Kennedy as well. Kettleman did, and so did Kavanaugh. So they're both sort of, that protege.
They said that he did some things about on immigration. I think it was.
Yeah. So that was the one issue that came up about abortion rights with Kavanaugh, was that there was an immigrant unaccompanied minor in custody who wanted an abortion. And he was on the dissent she was prohibited from having an abortion through some regulation.
Right.
It was ultimately struck down that she was allowed to have the abortion, but he was on the dissent that said that that she should, in that circumstance, that she, the statutory requirement prevented her from doing it, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he has, in his confirmation in 2006, he said he believed in stare decisis and that Roe is established law, and he would honor that. We shall see.
We shall see.
Yeah.
So what you got going now? I know you're really busy. I'm really happy that you can take off, an hour, once a month.
Come
and talk to us.
That's my escape. we're busy. It's, things are moving right now in town. It's...
Well, that's it. And you're on the Chamber of Commerce. You're on that, on their board.
Yeah.
Just crazy things happening around here.
Well, Jake Mangus that guy's amazing. No matter where you go, I don't know how he squeezes it all into 24 hours a day, but he does. And
we'd like to have Jake on, too, to talk about, what's going on. Think there's going to be a big fight on the casino?
No. It's a done deal.
Okay.
I think there will be a fight, but it's a losing fight for the opposition.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's
going into the federal trust, and it is a done deal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Not in exactly those words, but I talked to people down there, and they said, it's done. It's already done.
Yep.
So, okay, how do people get a hold of you? And, of course, you do business law, and if you don't have a living trust, a will does you nothing except causes you problems later on.
Yeah, and if you have an issue and you don't have something set up, and you have a family member in the past, they can help you with the probate, too.
There you go. Yeah. How do they get a hold of you, Doug?
243-6000, 1901 Court Street, DouglasWrightLaw.com.
There you go. Right there on the corner of Court and South Street. You can, when you stop your car, you can look over there and throw your trash right into his yard. So, no, I'm just kidding.
My assistant can go pick it up.
I think I saw some more people. DeQuisto's throwing his hat in the ring.
He is? Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So he's been on. So we're going to have them all on again here as we get closer and closer.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Doug, thank you so much for being here today
and for all your
insight that you give us here. Tomorrow, the Economic Development Corporation is going to be here and talking about all the things that are going to be happening at Stillwater, maybe. I understand is that Shasta County last night moved to put a half-cent sales tax out there to be strictly for the jail. Have a great day. Don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to be hurt when you come back. So good guys against the bad guys.